Hi, I'm Kate Walker and I'm the manager at Innismore Care Home and Tain. I started as a carer when I was 17 and really it was to try something different, and I soon realised once I started doing it that I absolutely loved it and I was good at it. And then from there I got, as a carer, I think when I was about 21, I got sort of encouraged to go and do my nursing, which I did. And then I worked as a nurse abroad, but predominantly in Scotland in care homes. And then I went on to be deputy manager in my old home and then came over here as manager, which I love. I think it's just being able to do that little things for people that make a difference in their day-to-day life. Making sure they know that somebody's there that cares for them, that they can feel secure and supported every day. Yeah, just making a difference.
My name is Joseph Greiner and I am a registered manager at Urry House, which is part of the Parklands Group. I really do see a care home as important as the local school or the local church, or I think that they should be a very integrated part of the local community, the same way that a lot of parents in the village have their children going to school. There's a lot of people in the village that have their mother, father in the local care home. So the more that you can bring all of those communities together, I think it can only achieve better outcomes for everybody involved.
My name's Elaine Taylor and I'm the Operations Director for Parklands.
Which means what in practice?
Oh, overall responsibility for a variety of things, from the care homes to maintenance to the centralised catering, you name it. It's really just one big role, so I oversee mostly everything. Oh, it's not like work to me, it's just something we do. It's great, it's really rewarding. Every day there's something special we see in the care homes. The staff, the residents, the relatives, it's just a lovely thing to do. I think, like I always think about it, if it's my mum that was moving into the care home, how I would feel and the care I would expect for her. So that's what we strive to achieve, excellent care for the people we look after.
The opportunity being a manager to continue to make those differences, make sure that it's a homely home, that they feel like when they're coming into care, which can be very daunting and quite scary for people and their families, that they're coming into somewhere that feels like a home and they can live the life they want to live.
Innismore has developed a reputation for excellence. How would you describe it, I mean, if you can describe it, your approach to care here?
Very person-centred. It's just all about the person. We're a good team, so you have to have a good team to make it all work for the residents, and that's predominantly what it is, just good teamwork, making it feel like a family environment.
I'm Denise Risk, I'm the manager at Parklands in Burnbank Care Homes in Buckie. We work together, we strive towards a common goal. Do you know, a lot of the staff that have been here, we've known them since they've been young girls. They've had families, they've been often had families. We throw baby showers for them. We encourage them to bring their little ones in because the residents love to see them. And again, it's community. These girls have grown up together. We all know each other and we all strive towards the same goal.
We need happy residents, that's the main thing. We need to reassure families so the families are happy with the care. And we need happy staff, so it's a mix we need to provide good care. We need good trained staff, and I think at Parklands we do promote lots of training, so our staff are well equipped to do a good job.
I would say it's very open, it's very inclusive, it's of an extremely high standard. Obviously the buildings that they have primarily are very well geared to the provision of care. And then the company values, working together, respect and trust, professionalism. Yeah, they're all values that, you know, really intrinsically sit with my own personal values and how I carry out my job.
We need to stimulate people. I think it's like people have a perception of care homes and what it's like in a care home, but they actually come to live. And it's really rewarding to see people flourish in care homes. We need staff that are empathic. They need to be able to listen. They need to be patient. So we've got complex residents. We've got residents at all levels. So different people need different inputs. But I think ultimately we need happy places for people to live.
This afternoon, we've been advertising sort of since mid last week, but it's a coffee afternoon, and obviously those in the local community are all invited to join in and to chat with the residents. We're hoping in the future that we might be able to gear it so that it's a little bit more specific, so perhaps a local historian might come in and do a talk, and then we can invite people along to that. You know, wildlife experts might come and talk about the local wildlife and things like that. So that's where we're hoping to sort of head.
I'm Thomas the chef here.
Hi, Thomas the chef. What are you doing here? So you're just
dipping the pipette rolls in the chocolate.
This is for afternoon tea today,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, it's for the afternoon tea today.
Wow, so what's on the menu for afternoon tea? Rocky Road.
Mars bar, slab cake, meringues. You've got lemon drizzle cake, banana cake, tea bread, gingerbread.
Wow. And how often do you have an afternoon tea?
Try to do it once a month, roughly.
But it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. It's fun, though. It's enjoyable to see their happy faces.
You enjoy seeing the residents enjoy your food?
Yeah, basically.
Is that a big part of it?
Yeah, I'm a feeder. I've been told I'm a feeder.
What brought you all to the tea party? As if I needed to know what had brought you to the tea
party.
Well, no, I've got another reason. In another life, I managed a care home.
And are you local here now?
Yep.
And so how come you came today? Is this something you regularly come to?
We were there was an invitation on Facebook today.
And you thought, why not?
Well, cake, we thought, why not?
Can't pass cake, can you?
No, you can't pass cake.
And so today, you come up, obviously there's cakes in front of you, but is this also an opportunity to meet the residents? How do you see something like this?
Yes, we've seen people that we used to see about the village.
Ah, so it's a way of reconnecting?
Uh-huh.
Definitely.
Uh-huh.
And maybe the most important question, which of these many cakes are you going to go for?
Well, it'll be ever-changing, and it may just be who's too mannerly and waits and gets left behind.
The meringues.
She who wields the tongs.
Like, some residents like to join in, some don't, but it's not just all about the activities that we provide in groups. It's about individualised activities, personal preferences. Some people maybe just like to spend quiet time, somebody helping them read their book or looking at the iPad. So we have to personalise and tailor activities for everyone, those that are in the rooms all the time as well.
It's an integral part of making sure that you have, a fun place to be, to live, to work. We do lots of outings. We have a bus for 2 weeks of the month. So the activities team really use those 2 weeks to do as many outings as they possibly can. But then there's daily routine activities. There's a big emphasis on meaningful connections at the moment. So we do try to make sure that we're honouring those connections. So residents being able to access Skype, maintaining visits, whether it be from the local church or connections with the local school or anything along them lines, just to try and make sure that residents have a varied and fun, day, week, month.
Zumba's a fantastic point of my week every week because the staff join in, are laughing, the residents are thoroughly enjoying it. Families who come to visit their relatives on that day, they join in the Zumba, and it really is just a fantastic, fun, happy time. When we hold events where all the families are joining in again, the Jubilee, recently our 30th celebration, just standing back and looking at that 30th celebration that we had with all the families there, all the residents out, all the staff there on their days off, and everyone thoroughly enjoying and singing along to the music and dancing, standing looking at moments like that is exactly why I do this job.
We're lucky enough here to have a bar, which we can offer bar lunches to the residents, and we've been lucky enough to see some real friendships form. You know, they'll go and visit each other in the home, have bar lunches together, just spend that quality time together. And, you know, there's been some lovely, two ladies and best friends.
In terms of social times, I know that the Care Inspectorate report this year had a quote from a relative saying that their loved one had been doing things here that they'd not done before, and that they really enjoyed the experience. And others said that, you know, in particular, the in-house celebrations are fantastic. So I wondered if you could tell me a bit about some of the activities that you have here at Innismore.
The activities girls are really fantastic. They do a great job. We do like to push, you know, people to maybe try things that they might have not thought about doing for years, something they enjoyed, like swimming. So we went to the hydrotherapy pool in Dingwall, and that was just like the best day. It was just such a nice day, and they really, really enjoyed it. So that's something we're going to look into again. We do like a party. We do like to, any excuse to have a party, we will have one, hire some music in and have a good dance. The girls do a lot of arts and crafts, trips out to the shops, just to something simple like going to buy your own toiletries, a scratch card, anything, you know, just to try to make things feel a bit more how it would before they would have come into care.
Hi, I'm Lisa Toogood. I'm the Activities Coordinator here at Parklands and Burnbank. I've been in this role for 10 years. We've done lots of meaningful activities for individual residents. We do lots of group activities out with in the community. We have schools come in. We've got nurseries, high schools, play schools come in. We also attend their groups. I always say anything is possible. Anything that a resident or family member suggests that a resident would like to do, then we'll try our best to do as much as we can for that individual. Anything that we do to bring back memories is very meaningful to them. Like a couple of months ago, there's the Raffin Market that would have been called the fair, comes every year. So every year we'll say to the residents, you want to go to Raffin Market? And once you go there, and they're bringing back the memories, and they're telling their childhood stories, and it goes back to a week-long story of what actually happened that week at the Raffin Market. And everything brings a story. Anything that you do out with, there's always a story comes back from it.
And how much are those stories something that you too enjoy? Is that a big part of what you do?
Oh, it's a major part of what I do. They're learning me things as well from the past. It is. It's just amazing.
All the things that we've been talking about and that excellence in care, it requires a kind of a dedication and a vision and a keeping going even when things are tough. What drives you to get up each day and keep driving Parklands mm-hmm. forward to be an excellent place?
I think it's just making a difference. Ron and I both feel the same. We want to make a difference to somebody's life. And like I said earlier, it's really rewarding if somebody comes into the care home and we can make a difference and they can improve and flourish in their new surroundings. I find that really rewarding.
Providing great care, you know, walking about the floor, seeing happy residents, seeing happy staff, and seeing that throughout the homes, that's the joy I get of coming to work every day.
The first big event that we did after lockdown was where local band came and sang for us, and I actually was standing in the corner at one point crying. It was so nice to see residents up dancing, families there. It was just so good to see.
You really care about this, don't you?
Uh-huh.
You're really passionate about it.
I am, yes.
I think that's lovely. I think that's lovely. It's not to be sad about. That's a good thing.
It's quite overwhelming. It's an overwhelming job. Seeing them happy and seeing their families so happy together.
It means everything to you,
yes.
Doesn't it?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Oh, really. That's really touching. Thank you. Thank you. They're lucky to have you.
Oh, thanks.
Parklands is a great place to work. If you'd like to join our team, visit our website, parklandsgroup.com/careers.
Carecast is produced by Adventurous Audio.